این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar. A mourning session is for people to attend and shed tears for the master of martyr Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Surely people will be rewarded for their tears by Allah. Another aspect of it is political, for which our infallible Imams drew everlasting designs in the early days of Islam. It embodies the society under one banner, under a single ideology, and nothing can make this come about as can the mourning for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. For if there were no gathering of mourners, no bands of lamentations, demonstrators, no elegy recitations, there would surely have been no 15th of Khordad event in Iran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you are listening to Spring of Truth, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We are looking at Imam Khomeini's point of view when it comes to Ashura. So stay tuned with us. Imam Khomeini was quoted saying, soon after the ascension of the seal of the prophets, His Holiness Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, founder of justice and liberty, by wrongdoings and deviation of the Umayyads, Islam was on the verge of disappearing with the threat of the tyrants and justice being crashed under the stampede of evildoers. It was at this point that Imam al-Hussein set out on the great Ashura uprising. Now, that's just basically the Imam stating the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he himself, because he said not to seek revenge, not to seek worldly matters, not to seek position, not to create havoc, not to out of vain, not out of fun, but I went up to reform. We all know that Muawiyah, he himself, when he was governor, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, asked him to stand down. He refused. Not only did he refuse and he went against the Imam of his time, but he raged wars against him. Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi. When he managed to kill Imam Ali alayhi salam, directly or indirectly, it was a turning for Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Imam Hassan salamullah alayhi also had to go and suffer, through Muawiyah. Then when they signed the treaty with Muawiyah, Muawiyah was meant to let Imam al-Hussein lead after he dies. But Muawiyah, even when he's alive, he took oath of bay'ah, of allegiance from people to his son Yazid while he was alive, even though he went against the treaty that he signed with Imam al-Hassan salamullah alayhi. So by that time, all the things that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi worked for was under a threat, because they wanted to turn Islam into a monarchy, into a kingdom led by kings, not a state or not a religion that is governed by the guardians of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The guardianship of what we call imama, as Allah intended it for it to be. But these evildoers, they want to crush that. They wanted to take everything that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has worked for. They wanted to people to pray and fast. That's it. And soon after, people will lose the meaning of these things and Islam will be gone. Yet Imam al-Hussein salamullah alayhi, he made a stand. He stood, and because of that, of what Imam did on Ashura, Islam remained. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day.